Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so wonderful to have you once again with me for this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. We give glory and honor to God this morning, who is most certainly the head of our life. We're coming to know him and ourselves better and better as we go through the Word of God. We come to know our beginnings and even our end in the Word of God, the end, not the end of humanity, but the end of the earth as it is now. We just praise God for this knowledge and this understanding that we are gleaning from his Word, and we're asking him to continue to shower us and continue to illuminate his Word before us so that we gain more understanding. There are so many things that we don't understand and have misunderstood in the Word of God just because we haven't taken the time to ask the Lord about his Word. It's his Word. And so it's him that we should be coming to in order to gain that understanding. But first, we need to read it to find out what is there so that we know what to ask him. And then start that conversation. Amen. That conversation with God is called prayer. When we take some time aside and acknowledge that he is the God of the universe, the creator of all things, that he is the one that wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us and sacrificed his life, he that had no sin, so that we could be redeemed and again able to commune with him as we were supposed to from the very beginning. That was our destiny from the beginning, is to commune with the Creator. We were intended, we were created for that intent, to commune with the Creator. Amen. And he's bringing us back full circle, back around to the place that we were intended to be in all along. Something with God Almighty, with he that knows all things, sees all things, controls all things, is present in every place at one time. That God, he is the only one, amen, that has life. We read in Jeremiah how the Lord even was disgusted with the people of God because they went and served the gods of other nations, the God that those nations had actually formed themselves. They made them out of wood and out of stone. They carved them, and then they called upon them as if they could do some great things. But he is the only true and living God. So when the Lord saw that his people had moved aside to serve those other gods that could not see, nor could they hear, nor could they move in any way, and he has been a God to them, he's been a savior to them, a deliverer, he's brought them up and out of circumstances that nobody could ever come out of without the presence of the Almighty. And yet they turned to those gods because they wanted to be like everyone else when the Lord made them special. They were to be a light to the Gentiles. They were to show the other nations the way to the Almighty. And instead, they were influenced by the enemy who snared them and caused them to go into bondage time after time. Oh, dear God, we have an opportunity to learn how to not be in bondage. We have an opportunity to learn of this liberty that God has given each and every one of us. We have an opportunity to learn of the great salvation that Jesus came and did form. We have an opportunity. And every day that the Lord allows us to awaken, open our eyes so that we can see, it is another opportunity to know the God of our salvation, to know the deliverer, and to know and recognize that he is your deliverer. He's my deliverer. He's your God and my God. Even if you haven't yet acknowledged that, he is here. And it is my prayer that as we go forth through a year in the Word, that you will come to know him as Lord and as Savior, that you will ask those questions of him. Lord, are you really there? Did these things really take place? What about this thing that I hear? Oh, my goodness, you mean that I'm healed already, even though I'm feeling pain in my body? You mean all I have to do is ask, seek, and knock, and that I can have those things that I ask for? My God, my God. Amen. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must
be saved. He is the only living Savior. Yeah, people call him a great many saviors, but they're not living saviors. They have no power to deliver them. And yes, somebody might take you to the store and you might consider them your hero. Or somebody may have been at war with you and you fought next to them on the battleground and they took a bullet for you and you thought of them as your hero. But all of us need a Savior. They're not your Savior in that sense. Yes, God gave them the power. Amen, and even the ability to bless you on that day. But he is the Lord of salvation, and you will not see salvation in any other way. No man can come to the Father but by him. So many think that they can pray to the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, and they will receive salvation. But that is not so, because Scripture lets us know that there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. And it also lets us know that no man comes to the Father by him. This is the Jesus that I declare to you as in the reading of the word each and every day. We're going through the Old Testament as well as the New. The Old Testament is pointing, amen, to Jesus. The New Testament is pointing to Jesus. All of it, a culmination of the love story of God, redeeming his people back to himself so that we can be back in our position where we were intended to be from the very beginning, and that is communing with our God. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Today we're reading from Psalms 48 through 50 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray and give glory to the God of our salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you right now, Lord God, thanking and praising you, Lord. Amen. Thanking and praising you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us, allowing us to be able, Lord God, to arise on today, to open our eyes on this side of glory. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We give glory and honor to you, the holy God, the majestic God, all sovereign God. We give you glory and we give you honor as we bow ourselves before the almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing God. We bow our hearts and our minds before you the best that we know how, Lord God, as we learn your word and as you teach us how to do it better. Oh, Lord, it is our desire to commune with the Savior. You place a void within each and every one of us that was intended for you and you alone, and we can't fill it with any other thing except you in order to be satisfied. There is no life on the face of this earth. There is no life throughout this planet that can be satisfied without the presence of God Almighty. Lord, we're asking that you move in the midst of us, even as we go forth in your word. Open our eyes that we might see, our ears that we hear. Open our intellect that we understand, not with the knowledge of man's thinking, not with our own intellect, but Lord, we're asking for a supernatural understanding of your word. We're asking that God Almighty come in the midst of us, Jesus, our Savior, come in the midst of us and save us. Hosanna. I love that word because not only does it mean help, Lord, it also is ringing out a praise to God as well. So when they're saying Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, they're asking him for help and bringing forth accolades. They're praising him all at the same time. Lord, I just give you glory. I give you glory because I praise you today, Jesus. I thank you because you are my El Chayah, the God of my life, and there is no other. Jesus only is Lord. There is no other. And we acknowledge that this morning. We give you honor, O God. Now open our minds and hearts as we open up your word and read through Psalms 48 through 50. Give us an understanding. Give us a wisdom. Give us a supernatural illumination of your word on today, and touch us, Lord, right where our heart meets your spirit on today. Whatever the conditions are, Lord God, I'm lifting them up before you because you are our deliverer. Out of whatever the situation, the affliction, the condition is, you and you alone, oh God, have all life in your hands. Lord, and we speak life into the spirit, peace right now in the name of Jesus to each and every listener, Lord, so that they are able to hear your word today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And we give glory and honor to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're reading from Psalms 48 through 50. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. And we are giving glory to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. For behold, the kings assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled. They hastened away. Fear took hold of them there, and pain, as of a woman in birth pangs, as when you break the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple, according to your name, O God. So is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to death. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark thing on the heart. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels surround me? To trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the senseless person perish and leave his wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their saying, Selah. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blesses himself. For men will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beasts that perish. The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth. From the rising of the sun to its going down, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. Give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 48 through 50 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.